Chiefs Talk, JD Buckus, Sam McKee. I want to start today's show by thanking all my buds who are Habs fans who sent me a ridiculous amount of text messages after the first period. Shout out to you, specifically Sam Clement. Thank you. Leafs, come back and dominate after what was one of the worst first periods of the season. Like, you and I were texting back and forth.
The worst, not one. Yeah.
The worst.
T-A-G. The.
That was a nightmare start for that team.
I want to give a couple shout-outs to this guy in my 1001 group chat. I don't even know who it is of the guys. It's a big Habs fan, and he's just blowing the boys up, and then he got a little dark towards the end of the night. Turned bad, and I want to give you a shout-out for saving me from Old Takes Exposed. So thank you for being my sounding board for a tweet that I was thinking about sending. I still sent one at the end of the third, at the end of the first period, still believe in everything that I said in it, but the one I was going to send was very, very incendiary. And I really appreciate you stepping in there for your boy and helping me. My consigliere tonight. Thank you.
So I gave you that advice to not send after the first because
you wanted to send it.
No, I had also drafted some pretty vicious tweets at the end of the first. I would like to read one of them actually right now.
Okay.
As someone who's been to a bunch of Saturday Night Leafs Habs games at the Bell Center, I advise any Leaf fan to bolt immediately. Do not stay. You will get blown out. You will end up in a fight. Leave now. So if I would have fired that tweet and anybody would have taken that advice, they would have missed one of the most entertaining nights. Like, man, I'm telling you, again, I've been there for these games. I used to go all the time to the Bell Center. It's the best place to watch a high leverage hockey game. There is nowhere on earth that I would choose to have watched a Leafs comeback victory like that than at the Bell Center in front of a bunch of Montreal fans who were absolutely giving it to anybody wearing blue and white.
Horned up at the end of the third. Like, that washroom in the first intermission for Leaf fans was a nightmare. Like, you can't even go in there. You got to pee your pants.
Pee your pants, sit in your seat. Don't get a hot dog. Just wait for the beer vendor to come by you to get your Molson Export. Just sit. Sit in your pee because you could not go around the concourse. But yeah, okay, so I'm going to start with this. Wohl kept them in this game. Shockingly, three goals against in the first period. Guy was brilliant. I counted, wrote it down, I think six like massive saves in that, again, what was the Leafs' worst first period of the season. And I do think that Toronto kind of dominated, controlled the play. I know he made a bunch of beautiful saves later on in the hockey game, but yeah, like, this game could have shockingly been much, 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 much worse if he doesn't play what I thought was brilliantly to start the hockey game.
Yeah, so they end up getting three in the first, and I was thinking it could have been 4-0 at one point in this, and it could have been 6 or 7. Yeah. Like, the Habs, I don't know what the adjustments the Leafs made going into the second or third or what they talked about, but they really limited the speed of the Habs through the second and third, and I don't know if it was necessarily a conscious, like, maybe the Habs just ran out of steam a little bit. They didn't have as much piss and vinegar in them in the second and third period as they did in the first. But the Habs look like the 78 Habs in the first period. Like, they were flying. I the amount of texts I got from people that are just like, the Habs look 10 times faster than the Leafs. And it was true. And listen, it was still a high event game. Wohl still had to bail them out in multiple spots in second and third. I mean, that's what the Leafs goalies have been doing all year for them. Mm-hmm. And the Leafs just found their game. And so they got some goals from the non-stars in McMahon and Nick Robertson that kind of cued the comeback. Oliver Ekman-Larsson gets one for them. But yeah, I don't know what I watched in that first period. And it's a classic this team situation where they have their best effort in weeks, maybe a month, on Thursday night against the Devils, where Sheldon Keefe comes to town. And they play hard, physical, control the play, outshoot an opponent, like, pretty much dominate the Devils for long stretches of that game. And then the first period against a historic rival on Hockey Day in Canada at the Bell Center, they just do the thing where they let their foot off the gas, right? They let it off. The PP Whack boys, they go into the first intermission, and I can guarantee you Craig Berube threw some Gatorade around in that locker room. Being like, wake up. And they did, to their credit. But God, that first period, you can't excuse that first period, even though they scored seven unanswered. It's a brutal way to come out.
Montreal was snapping it around. They were playing with pace. You saw the speed of the team. I was like, God, that Caulfield line is so quick.
Yeah.
You really felt like, I did anyways, that the game was over when Josh Anderson, who's a sneaky Leaf killer, scored
He doesn't score. He scores only against the Leafs. He's had nine goals in the last couple of years. Like eight of them
against the Leafs. But it felt like Wohl was bailing him out. Then they get that Matthews penalty, right? He takes the 4-minute double minor with the high stick. They kill like three quarters, if not more, of the penalty. Penalty kill looked great. Like they were denying zone entries. You thought, okay, they're kind of finding their footing. And then bang, line A snaps one, and then Anderson comes down. It's 3-0, and you go, oh, well, yeah, given this team's lack of goal scoring, what you're seeing from them, the effort was horrible. And I swear, dude, part of that motivation might have been Berube, might have been the leadership in the dressing room. So much of it, I got to think, was these guys being like, God, we just got all the fans and media off our backs, and now we're just going to take it back? No, we got to do something. And that takes me to the second period, and that takes me to William Nylander.
By the way, before we move on from Josh Anderson, in his career, he has 13 goals in 35 games against the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah.
And his next highest, or his 11 against the Jets. And then after that, it's 9. So he absolutely scores his most against the Leafs. Like, it's not a facade. He absolutely owns the Leafs. Josh Anderson only scores against the Leafs. Anyways, Willie.
He loves it. Well, I just thought that Nylander dominated the second period. Like, he came out with a purpose. And I was texting you even before, like, he scored, even before his line gets a goal with McMahon flying down the wing and then just burying one, which is unassisted after what could have been, again, the icer to the game, which is like I think it was a post hits, and then McMahon goes the other way and rips it. Yeah. But just, this was vintage Nylander night, man, where you felt him just about every shift in the second period. And Leafs got a goal. It's 3-1. It's sitting there throughout the game. And then they get what was a massive power play goal at the end of the period, which felt like, that really swung the game for me, was they get that pass, OEL, right on the tape of Robertson. He tips one home. Yep. It's 3-2 going to the third, and then just Montreal could never get off the mat, and Toronto kept putting the pressure on. But I just thought, William Nylander, guy said, what's the big deal? And ever since he said it, he's been amazing. So I guess the next time that he says something that drives me absolutely crazy, I'm not going to give the same reaction, because maybe he is fine with this kind of stuff, that he is going to bounce back from it. He is going to give a great performance. But yeah, his board work, the way that he created space for himself and his teammates, it was one of those games where William Nylander just felt like he was way stronger than everybody else on the ice, way quicker, way better with the puck, and nobody could touch him.
Yeah, I completely agree. He just, like, Berube has been answering questions about him for a week, and he's been saying he's got to work. It's got to be the second and third efforts from him. He's got to work to get his offense back. And that's what he did tonight. He was working his you-know-what off. He was working hard. And listen, you got to come on here and give him full credit. And for him to do what he did in the two games after saying, what's the big deal on a three-game losing streak, that's big time. There's no other way to put it. Like, you know, just to go out in the media, say what you say, get eviscerated by everybody, your fans, the media, everyone, and to come out and do that, big time, baby. What can you say? It's just, it's superstar stuff. And he just, you know, scores a big one in this game. Like, it's just, he was brilliant tonight. Like, and I wouldn't say he was as great against the Devils. I know he scored two, but tonight
was one of his best.
Tonight, this was where he looked like he was $11.5 million Willie. He looked like one of the best players in the league tonight, which he's paid like.
Yeah,
and look at this, unreal. Like this play against Hudson, where Hudson's had a great rookie campaign, one of the favorites for the rookie of the year. Probably, I'm hoping they give it to my boy Macklin Celebrini. I should say your boy. I can't claim him because I was a Connor guy. And
how dare you?
The Sharks are my league pass team. I watch them when they're on the East Coast all the time because I can't stay up to watch their games. But
Sharks get Kevin McKenna, like, there's a chance that, like, I just have to, I'm a two teams guy. Like, I'm Big Cat, where I'm like, oh, I switched teams. Anyway. I was always the Sharks guy. I have, my uncle lived in San Jose.
I actually do have a San Jose Sharks, like, a couple pictures of you with that one starter jacket, you know?
My uncle actually did live in San Jose and have season tickets to the Sharks. I used to go as a kid. I love that.
But, so there you go. You're good. Then you basically are, like, you're Big Cat for the Leafs.
Yeah,
like,
I could be Leafs Big Cat. Yeah, I could totally do that.
Anyways, I thought that play there where Hudson's having a brilliant rookie year and he's got all the feet in the world. He's got the ability to keep up to, if we could roll that highlight again, Luke, of Willie breaking in on the breakaway on Hudson. Mm-hmm. And he's just too big and too strong. Like, mm-hmm. this kid, he's a kid and he's got great feet. Like I said, his pace is great and he thinks he's got leverage on him and he just digs in, drops his shoulder, kid, and then just takes a penalty, cuts to the backhand. That's a guy that's one of the best, you know, players in the league on his day versus the kid that's just starting. And Lane Hudson had a tough night. -5 tonight, I think, for him. So mm-hmm. tough one for Lane. No, there's maybe an empty netter involved in that, but yeah, buddy, not a great night for the old Hudson tonight.
I love that Nylander ended up scoring on what's essentially another breakaway there too.
Yeah.
A day, like a game after Matthews says, there's nobody in the league that gets as many breakaways as this guy. But this one wasn't like a cheap one. Like, he created it, right?
He's no, it was position. All his feet. Moved his feet.
Turnover, yeah. And then he just works his ass off, beats Lane Hudson to the spot, drives the net, and then just beautiful back end. I love that goal because it's like, obviously, Montembeault, boy.
Good read there by Team Canada goaltender Sam Montembeault. Wow, I was really blown away by him tonight. Like, sure glad we didn't take Logan Thompson, that bum.
I know.
Did we Dave Cameron this team?
Well, no, I mean, there's some signs, but yeah, I would say that this is just like, it's a beautiful goal, but yeah, like,
yeah, Martin, where are you going?
Like, where are you flying out on that forehand? Like, at least throw the poke check out, like make an effort if you're going to play it that aggressively. That was horrific. Anyways. Yeah. Nylander was brilliant in this one. I'm going third story of the game. Self-pat on the back for maintaining my OEL stock.
Mm. Yeah. They've needed this from him.
Yeah,
and he was good tonight.
Two assists tonight.
How many times has the Leafs defenseman had 3 points in a game this year?
Yeah, honestly, that's got to be something. And his goal comes in the third period, so I don't know if that was the first time this year, but I have been noting it all year long that the blue liners don't score in the third period. This one, like, dude, second power play unit, Savard's got to be loving them right now because they've been parading this whole thing out where it's like they've had 23% in the last 10 games and everybody knows the power play has been stinky poo. But yeah, they juiced those numbers big time tonight with the second unit. This one just is a puck with eyes, but it's the other two plays that he makes, the two passes, the one to Robertson just gives him like an easy tip. And then the one to Lorenz at the end of the game, same thing, just beautiful offense from the point. And kind of felt like you got a pretty good look at the OEL that was promised this year, right? Like a guy that needs to provide offense to justify being a guy that's a top 4 minutes dude for the Maple Leafs. He was that tonight. He was spectacular.
Yeah, I really, really was impressed with him tonight. And you had mentioned it last game that you thought he was pretty good against the Devils too.
I just thought he was trending in the right direction. Like his offense looks like it's been coming around.
So he finished with 22-36 tonight. +4, 2 shots on goal, 1 enters the net, played really well, had a few shifts with Riley. They were really kind of changing up the decor because Philip Myers played 8-14 tonight. Top take for your boy.
Good stock that you bought. You're the kind of guy that buys Huck to a coin. What could go wrong?
I'm ruined. Sammy Paradise over here. I can't get one right.
Horrific buy, but yeah. But
I thought they were really switching up the pairs tonight, and the Oliver Ekman-Larsson. Sorry, I was just looking at the ice times here, but Oliver Ekman-Larsson. They needed offense from him. I think that's the reason they brought him in here. Well, they needed a guy from the back end that's going to be able to snap it a little bit. And I thought he's kind of gone through a long stretch of not snapping it. But tonight, he really was. And I thought he was filtering pucks towards the net. He really does miss the net a lot from the point. He shoots it a lot. Yep. But it feels like it bangs off the end glass a lot, or it's missing wide, or it's just getting blocked and stuff. So I feel like his attempts would be pretty high throughout this year. But his actual shots on goal, I don't think they'd be that high. But yeah, I really liked his game tonight. I thought he turned it around in the second and third like everybody did, shot in the net for a big one on the power play. So yeah, power play, second power play units juicing up the numbers for Savvy and the boys. They're thrilled. Yeah.
It was good. But hey, guess what? They got their opportunities and they buried them. So good for them. And like to that point about OEL though, like that's what happens when you stick with your game, right? Is he's had a bunch of opportunities that were like much better looks than that one.
Yeah.
And Montembeault had made a save like a second before that puck went in. His save of the game.
I'm the man. In the slot.
Yeah. And then he just gets one where it's like puck has eyes. It's like stick with it. Keep firing pucks towards the net. Stick with your game. Maintain your confidence. And like, yeah, that's what he's supposed to be. A guy that provides some offense. A guy that provides some snarl. Guy that's going to argue every penalty on earth. And who's going to provide some experience to the blue line. I can't believe this is true, but I guess so. But like, that's Auston Matthews' first shorthanded goal of his career.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, it's not even really, it wasn't even like a real shorty. It was right as the 4-on-4 expires, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So that's crazy.
Yeah.
Pretty Where'd you sure get I that from?
I think Luke had it. I think Fox had it. Hold on. Let me double check this. Yeah. First ever shorthanded goal. Yeah. I did see it. I spent like no time on Twitter. I was flipping between the football game and this game and not really on my phone too much. But yeah, I just happened to glance at it for the first time when that ended up happening. And yeah, that's his first one. Just like beautiful little one tee. Nice setup by Marner. Blasted home again. Montembeau, whatever.
Yeah. So
he's got to do the right thing and just be like, yo, my knees.
I can't play. I'm not ready. Like he's like, I'm watching Logan Thompson highlights every night. Like you got to send Logan.
Yeah.
But yeah. Matthews is big. Well, he's great at goalies. He's all over it. So yeah, that Jari contract's great. He's crushing it for Wilkes-Barre here. So anyways, no, Matthews tonight is just a big time goal. He's scoring all the time. Again, looks like himself, pursuing the puck, hitting it hard, shooting it hard. Looks like Austin Matthews, and that's great because they haven't gone a long stretch without John Tavares ever, like in his whole career with the Leafs. What does he miss? 6-7 games total as a Leaf. So this is a big stretch where we weren't sure if he was going to be healthy. We weren't sure if he was going to be in the lineup. And without Tavares, who has been excellent for the Leafs this year, they need his production. They need him to step up. And since Tavares went out, scored two big ones against the Devils, scores again here tonight. Was great tonight, buzzing all over the ice. So another good night for Matthews. Nice to see.
Love
when
when
we were worried about LTIR for him like 2 weeks ago. So it's really nice to see him actually just look like himself.
Yeah. Listen, this is the way of the Leafs, is that anytime you take a definitive take, it's like now they're going to zag completely the opposite way. So that kind of sticks in line. But yeah, loved the way that he reacted after the goal. Mentioned that many times, that that is kind of one of the emotional needs of the Leafs, is when Matthews is scoring goals, that he shows that energy. And two is, Myrtle pointed out, he's now on a 73-goal pace from the time that he has returned from the injury. So that's not what's going to be on the end of the season. But it's like, that's a pretty encouraging thing for a guy that, can score 70 in the NHL. All right, anything else for you?
It is really nice that the divisional rivals, Austin Matthews, absolutely owns them. Like, completely and utterly owns them. Like, it just shoots it in the net every single game against the Habs, shoots in the net every single game against the Sens. Like, he owns both those teams. Quickly wanted to bring up Reeves.
I mean, I don't know why they put him in the lineup. He gets absolutely papered in this game.
Like, his best contribution was having Wi-Fi point at the scoreboard for like a meme. And like, it's just Luke Fox sent out the tweet earlier today being like, hey, Rube's like, it's a big tough game against Montreal, blah, blah, blah. And I responded to him by saying 6 minutes, 24 seconds, minus one, no fight. His stat line tonight was no minus, no fight, 638. So
I was going to say, tough to get a minus when you don't play.
Like, I mean, I'm not going to die on the Doer Hill. We are the dudes here. But like, I'm telling you right now, Connor Doerr gives you way more in a hockey game, and especially this game where it's a physical game. He's fought more times than Reeves has this year. Yep. He's looked better in every game he's played this year than Reeves has. It's like, what are we doing here? Like, this is it's not doing anything for anyone. And listen, we are both pro the signing. I like the idea. I liked him last year. I defended him last year when he was fighting the big boys and he was playing with an edge. But this year, it's indefensible why he's playing now. It's just, it's not, there's no reason for this.
I actually have a bigger gripe. So you and I were like, keep the winning lineup together, obviously. But the bigger gripe for me is,
oh my God,
all right, if you're going to take away Fraser Minton's development time in the Marlies, I really don't want him sitting in the press box for Ryan.
Yes.
Sorry. Like, it's just like, to me, that makes absolutely no sense. So Doer, fine. Like, we are the dudes. We like Doer more than others.
You're watching on YouTube.
Gets like crunched.
That's a big hit. Like, by Jack Eye. And then Jack Eye's like, why would I fight you? We're winning 3-0. Like, that's as bad. That's as clowned as you can get.
Yep.
That's as clown as you can get in a hockey game. Like, it's just, he's chasing him around looking for him to fight. And he's like, why on earth? The guy that I'm just as tough as you. I hammered you to the ice and I'm not going to fight you because we're winning 3-0. Tough look for Reeves. And I'm sure, I don't know, just like, I'm sure they're going to keep playing him here and there. And it's not really the hill to die on, but it's not serving any purpose.
That's it for me. Subscribe to the podcast, leave 5 stars, follow me on Twitter and Instagram, YouTube at JD Bunkus, Sam A. McKee. Leave a thumbs up, do those things. By the way, just my advice for Leaf fans, if you're in Montreal, you're not listening to this right now, you're having the time of your lives, but the veteran move is to go to the hotel, change, and then go out.
Yeah, you like that move, eh? Hey, how, shout out Hockey Day in Canada. Hockey rocks. It's the best. Shout out all the different teams I play on. Rink Rats, Zigzags, 1001 Club, Thursday mornings. You know, hockey is a massive, massive part of my life. Obviously, the game's done so much for me. I love it more than anything. I still love it every single night. And I love Hockey Day in Canada. I've been watching this stuff all day. It's the best. And we're doing a great job covering it. God love this country. God love Hockey Canada in this country. You know, hopefully we didn't Dave Cameron our Four Nations team, but you know, I'm feeling rather passionate on Hockey Day in Canada. I love it.
All right, that's very well said. All right, thanks for listening, thanks for watching. We'll see you on Monday night.